Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something. How do you like that? Just do something. It really isn't that hard, seriously. You got to get off your duff, away from the TV set, get some information, step out and do something different. I know it's tough. I know you think it's tough, but it really isn't tough. I got Dan Pillow's going to join us in the second hour. You know, you're the tax man, the guy I look to for, you know, all our tax information, all the things when it comes to the IRS that you need to know so you don't do anything stupid. I mean, you don't want to move out of fear. Do you know what I'm saying? So, also in the third hour, California mom and attorney and Democrat, Eric Friday. She's a leader of the parent advisory group, Our Duty. Now, the group works to support parents who are facing the issue of gender identity with their children and the lack of transparency about it in our schools. She's going to join me to discuss this and see what, if anything, you could do about it. Because California seems to spend, the legislators, they don't care about, they really, really, really don't care about the issues going on with high taxes. They don't care about the homeless situation. They really don't care about, their whole goal in his life is to make sure that you as parents have absolutely no input on your child being raised properly, right? On helping your children for real. They want total control of your children. Matter of fact, to the point where they're willing to be a sanctuary state for transgender surgeries. So your kids can come in. They can be hidden from you, thrown on a plane, come to California. California will not return that child, even with a warrant from another state. Okay? I mean, Newsom thinks this is freedom? When you don't have a say in your own kids, force you to go to schools that are failing, won't let doctors tell the truth about whether it's transgenderism or COVID-19, doctors now. This state is out of control, and it's out of control on the dark side, big time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, always. A pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciated time that you're spending here with me. I know you can be listening and seeing and watching other shows, but you've chosen this one. All right. From the group whose mantra is nobody's above the law. Apparently, a nobody is, you know, a synonym for Democrats. I don't have anything else. I mean, that's the best I can do. Right? Former President Donald Trump accused a Democrat-led January 6th House Select Committee of illegally destroying records and documents. Now, the Biden administration has charged him with mishandling classified documents, but so did they. So now that I have full subpoena power because of the freedom of speech sham indicated by Crooked Joe Biden, deranged Jack Smith, and DOJ, it has just been reported that the Unselect January 6th Committee of Political Hacks and Thugs has illegally illegally destroyed their records and documents. That's according to Trump. So there's no notes, no records, no idea how they got to the point they got to, how they got to the decision they came to, because there's nothing there. Representative Barry Loudermilk, he's a chair of the subcommittee on oversight for the committee on, on House Administration. He told a local news source that the former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's partisan January panel, which was comprised of Democrats and two anti-Trump Republicans, failed to adequately preserve documents, data, and video depositions. Which is hilarious because, again, we have seen this happen over and over and over again with the Democrats. No matter where they're at, no matter what committee they're working on, this stuff disappears on a regular basis. What are they afraid of? What have they got to hide? Seriously. The camera wasn't on an Epstein cell. There's no camera, or the camera was malfunctioning in the White House where the dope was dropped. Well, it's a very busy corridor. Well, if it's a very busy corridor, wouldn't you want even more so to make sure you had enough cameras to see if somebody was going to put a bomb in there or anything along those lines? Trying to keep the place safe, really? Loudermilk said that he was contacted by a defense attorney who needed access to key information in one of the video depositions. The committee then realized it didn't have any videos. A group called the Blue Team within the January 6th subcommittee had been directed to investigate security failures at the Capitol. That's according to Loudermilk. Lawmaker later told a news source that the Blue Team was shut down by the panel to focus on placing blame on Trump. Now, the former president last week pleaded not guilty on charges of leading a criminal conspiracy. You know, if they try to nail him on that, would you not also be able to nail all the guards and all the people who were telling people to go in that direction, were opening doors, unlocking doors, moving gates? Shouldn't they also all be brought up on conspiracy charges? What do you think? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, yes, that Julie from Florida called, and I think I told you this the other night, that she left a message that I talk too fast. And she's right. She's very correct. I do talk a little quick. But you know, slow down. You guys aren't getting the phone number. So it's 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Also want to welcome KTLR, 890 AM out of Oklahoma City and 103.7 FM, also out of Oklahoma. Hey, guys, you know, glad that you become part of the family. Always appreciate new listeners, and you can easily send me a request for information or a request for guests or topics. So I don't get them all. Yeah, sometimes there's somebody hot out there I don't know anything about, or a hot topic stuck in my cave all day long. So send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I always appreciate that. All right. The, you know, and again, there is the news. We're trying to drink out of a fire hose here most of the time, what's going on today. But what you're looking at right now, what we're talking about now, I should say, is all these people who were screaming, all the Democrats that were screaming that no one's above the law, got to follow the law, got to follow the process, got to do the right thing. And yet, the January 6th subcommittee didn't. They got rid of evidence, they got rid of videos, they got rid of deposition videos. All the things that that could have been used against them, basically. When they start pointing to some of these depositions and say, hey, this person told you that Trump had nothing to do with it, or this happened, or that happened. Now they're going to be able to take the Tucker Carlson interviews and use those. I would. So Trump's also been charged in two other criminal cases, including one that accuses him of mishandling classified documents after leaving the office. Isn't that hilarious? No, really, sincerely. Isn't that hilarious? These people have got documents all over the place. Biden being the worst. Biden had documents that only a president should have had access to when he was senator. Who gave those to him? That's what I want to know. You know what? He got them in his garage. There's no question about it. He's got them. Well, how did he get them? Who gave them to him? You see what I'm saying? How did he walk out with them? Now, Friday, the Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith flagged a threatening social media post from Trump. Prosecutors argued that it suggested the former president might intimidate witnesses by improperly disclosing confidential evidence received by the government. It's not even close to what he said. Basically, what he said was, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And why is it that people with two brain cells to rub together know what that means? You come after me, right? Not for legal reasons, but you know what you're doing is wrong. You know what you're doing. This guy, Jack, he knows exactly what he's doing in a negative way. He knows. I'd go after him, too. I would look for everything I could to, you know, I'd line up all the cases that he's had that have been thrown out because of misconduct. And that's how I would go after him. Trump has vowed to continue talking about his criminal cases, right? And the prosecutors are looking to shut him down. They're looking to take away his freedom of speech. I mean, if they've got evidence, real evidence, what's the problem? Nothing he says is going to change that, right? It's just amazing. And then to show you how much worse it gets. You would think it couldn't get any worse. But it does on a regular basis. Now you got the FBI. Their covert ops against Catholics are now bubbling up. We're finding out more and more as the days go on. We now find out that multiple FBI offices worked to produce a memo targeting traditional Catholics, ready for this one, as potential domestic terrorists. That's according to the House Judiciary Committee. They've got the paperwork to prove it. Now, that revelation contradicts the recent testimony from FBI Director Christopher Wray, who told the committee on July 12th that the Bureau's actions were limited to a single field office. He lied. You know, the funny thing about it, these guys are in law enforcement. They're in the DOJ. They know the information that Congress is getting. They know what's being said. They know what's going to come up, and yet they still lie about it. Right into your face. Right in your face. They don't seem to care. The House panel for months has sought information related to FBI's January 23rd document. It's been generated by the Bureau's Richmond field office. It was entitled Interest of Racially or Ethnically Motivated Violent Extremists and Radical Traditionalist Catholic Ideology. Wow. So they're looking to tweak and spin and pull things together to make it look like there's radical Catholics that just might truly believe in their God, that might truly believe in Scripture. Can't have that. The latest version shows that both FBI Portland and FBI Los Angeles field offices were involved. They contributed to the creation of the Bureau's assessment of traditional Catholics as potential traditional. Why? What damage, what harm could traditional Catholics do? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you know what those damages could be, would be, might be, I'd love to know. Committee Chair Jim Jordan out of Ohio and the Subcommittee on the Constitution and Limited Government Chairman Mike Johnson, he informed Ray of their discovery in a letter dated Wednesday. The revelation raises questions of why you redacted this information in previous versions of the document you produced for the committee. It reinforces the committee's need for all FBI material responsive to April 10th subpoena, including the production of the FBI's Richmond document without redactions. Not a one. There's no reason for them. We look forward to receiving a briefing on the FBI's internal review of this matter. They won't give them anything. The FBI feels like they don't have to tell you anything. They know more than you. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more happening.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Much of a historic Hawaiian town is believed to have been destroyed by a massive wind-driven wildfire. Clint Hansen says it's the worst fire he's ever seen.
When summertime comes and things dry out and we have high winds, a perfect storm happens, and that's definitely what's been happening in the last 24 hours.
Dozens of homes and businesses in Lahaina on Maui were burned Tuesday. Police were forced to jump into the small boat harbor nearby to avoid the fast-moving flames. President Biden is pledging federal assistance to those affected by the fires. A New York City beach remains closed following a rare shark attack. Lifeguards on Monday heard the screams of a woman who was apparently standing in the water when a shark bit her in the leg, taking 20 pounds of flesh in Rockaway Beach. The woman's been in the hospital. Officials are using drones to survey the waters for sharks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, get ready for the fight. You know, I think I told some of you I watched Nefarious over the weekend for my Christian friends. I mean, others can watch it. If you're not a Christian, you're probably just going to see it as a horror flick. And it's really not. If you understand Scripture, if you really understand the spiritual battle, it's a big deal. All right? So if you see it, you see Nefarious, love to know your thoughts on it. Steve Dace will be on with me. I don't know if it's going to be this week or next week to discuss how, you know, what made him write the movie, how he came about in writing the movie. Actually, he didn't really write the movie. He wrote the book. All right. And the book, as you know, became a movie. He had a few producers read it. He didn't. A few producers picked it up, read it, and said, wow, this is like movie material like not before. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, to finish up with this, on April 10th, the Judiciary Committee issued a subpoena after the FBI failed to comply with the panel's request for more information. What are they afraid of? Just give it to them. You know, they didn't really almost ever push back on what the Democrats asked for. I mean, even to the point of pushing to get the tax returns, Trump's tax returns. It's just amazing, right? On July 17th, the lawmakers wrote Ray and threatened to seek enforcement of the subpoena through a contempt proceeding. Not good for him as the director. Because he knew if it went to the Supreme Court to fix that, he would have lost. Whistleblower Kyle Serafin wrote that the author of the memo defines the radical traditionalist Catholic, here's what I'm looking at, as those who are typically characterized by the rejection of the Second Vatican Council, Vatican II, which concluded in 1965, revised the Latin Mass with the Mass of, you know, Paul VI. I'm not going to get all Catholic on you guys. Basically, up until a certain point, I was, yes, believe it or not, little Joey here was an altar boy for years. And I served the Latin Mass for years. In some churches, they kept the Latin Mass going for a while, and in some of the other, at some of the other time slots, if you would. Right? So, these traditionalists felt that Masses should be said in the language of our Lord Jesus, Latin. So, I don't agree with that at all. How are you going to know what the sermon's about, what the message is about? I think if Jesus was here today, you think he'd use a stone tablet or an iPad? What do you think? Anyway, or pad. Not necessarily an iPad, whatever. Anyway, why that would be any concern of the FBI, why the FBI would care at all whether the Catholics, conservative Catholics were into the Latin Mass or the English Mass, just tells you there was something else afoot. There was something else going on. Now, here's a hypocrisy shining in your face. Apparently, a 75-year-old Utah man who posted threats against Biden was killed during an FBI raid. A Utah man who posted threats to Joe Biden was shot and killed during a FBI raid Wednesday morning. Craig Robertson, 75, was shot and killed in Salt Lake City. Now, according to reports, Robertson was facing three counts after posting threats. Interstate threats against the president, and influencing, impeding, and retaliation against federal law enforcement officers by threat. Now think about all the things online this guy said and did. Robertson allegedly threatened to kill Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and officials prosecuting Trump in a series of social media posts. He said, "I hear Biden's coming to Utah, digging out my old, suit and cleaning the dust off my M24 sniper rifle." Okay. The Utah man was shot during an FBI raid. Right? Now, again, you guys remember how many threats were made against Trump by these nut jobs online? How about by celebrities? Remember the ones that used to, Madonna. Right? You don't know how often I think of blowing up the White House. Nothing. I mean, think of all these people about wanting to punch Trump in the face. I think the FBI should have showed up at their homes. That's what they did here. One official told the ABC News that the investigation began in April. Right? The U.S. Secret Service was notified by the FBI about the, threatening posts. Some of these people are extremely sick, and I get it. Some of these people may pull something like this off. I get that, too. But again, back to why haven't they checked everybody out? Why haven't they brought everybody in? Why haven't they gone to the homes of Madonna and others? Why? Well, whatever. Joe Biden. Again, every time I say his name, I kind of tremble because he's our president. Yeah, well, some of you say he's not. I believe that he really didn't win that legitimately. But you know what the bottom line is? He's in there. Representative Matt Rosendale told a local news station that the Biden administration has defunded safety classes on hunting and archery for young people. Right, this is their attempt to curb the Second Amendment rights. This is their attempt to make sure the kids don't get into guns, don't really care about guns or archery or anything like that. You know what's really funny? Do you remember, if somebody could find a link to it, send it to me, that would be great. But our illustrious AG during Obama, right, Eric Holder, remember him coming out and saying, he got caught in a speech in a private home, saying, "We have to make guns like cigarettes. We have to make it distasteful to talk about, distasteful to do, distasteful to want to do. We want to make sure the kids And people as a whole, when you say the word gun, they just tremble because they're not, they think they're bad and we don't want any part of it. I mean, he went on about this. Well, what's he afraid of? Like I said, you probably have close to 400 million guns in this country. I know people that have 22, 30, 20, guns, pistols and rifles. They're not out shooting anybody. They're not off at all. They're not threatening to shoot anybody. I mean, seriously. It's nothing more than the Biden administration's attempt, really, truly, to squelch our Second Amendment rights. You know, and I don't know how the Department of Justice does this, or the Department of Education defunds hunting and hunting safety and archery at a Montana school. Think, this is a Montana school. They do hunting there. This is a big deal for them. It's hunting safety. It's how they handle a fire. You know, you people that believe that, you know, you don't even want to teach your kids about this. I mean, God forbid your child come across a gun, whether it's your house, a friend's house, out in the street, in the bushes somewhere. I can't tell you how many people I see, they buy a gun, they haven't even taken it. You know, I know some of you are going to get mad at me. But I mean, seriously. When you buy a gun, especially if it's your first gun, for instance, I think you should have to take a 1 or 2 hour safety class. When you see some of these people in the gun range, you scratch your head and go, oh my God, I'm surprised they're not dead yet. In all sincerity. It's how to be able to take a bow and an arrow, utilize it to hit a target. It's getting kids away from the television. Oh my God, we don't want to do that. If you get them away from the television, you get away from the smartphones, it's easier to indoctrinate them into what you want to do. Get them away from those video games. Get them outside where they're actually sucking in fresh air. Right? Their superintendent of schools was able to award 25 different school districts, $4.8 billion, which is nominal, to make sure these kids were getting exposed to this. The representative went on to say, it doesn't matter whether you have a firearm in your home or not. If you have youths exposed to hunting safety, to firearm safety programs, they're better off for it. You know, it teaches you overall safety. Seriously. In Montana, they have a large segment that utilize those sports, archery and shooting, to go hunting. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time with me. I told you, we got smarter people than I up in the chat room. That last story about the archery and guns with Joe Biden. You know, wanting to take the money away. Not allowing those kids to learn how to do that anymore. You know, I guess they're going to have to take, according to somebody in the chat room, they're going to have to take shooting and archery out of the Olympics. I mean, where are they going to learn how to do this? A special club somewhere or something? You really going to tell me that Joe Biden is against hunting? I mean, didn't he talked about that once 107 years ago. Remember you talked about, you know, shooting the shotgun up in the air and you'll scare away the person breaking into your house? No, seriously. All right. Michigan attorney Stephanie Lambert, who's being persecuted by the tyrannical Democrats for questioning the 2020 election. She released a video backing up her claims of what happened. It never stops with these people. They don't care if you have proof. I mean, the perfect example, these guys are the deniers of what you see right in front of you. Was that CNN reporter, as people were jumping on cars, smashing windows, setting cars on fires and buildings on fires, this guy says it's mostly a peaceful protest. Basically saying, it doesn't matter what you see in your camera, it doesn't matter what you see going on over my shoulder, you ignore the kid that's jumping up and down on the car and the other one throwing a Molotov cocktail into the other car, this is quite peaceful. Right? And now I'm looking around for the crack pipe because I can't figure this out. Attorney Stephanie Lambert, is her name. She was indicted by Michigan Democrat officials for attempting to investigate one of the state's Dominion voting machines. You know, after the 2020 election, because of how much trouble it had. Now, she's a third suspect indicted by a grand jury and special prosecutor J.D. Hilson's probe of the alleged tabulator tampering scheme. Now, on November 5th, for some of you can remember that far back, 2 days after the presidential election, an election clerk in Atrium County, Michigan, discovered that the total votes counted by the election software didn't match the printed tabulating tapes. So the machine basically said, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. The software picked up X amount of votes. The hardware picked up X amount of votes. Right? These particular voting machines, when they were checked, had flipped 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden. How is that impeachable? I mean, unless you are above the law. Now, the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nassel, later hid the forensic audit of the Dominion voting machines from the people who asked for it in the state. Now, in case you're not following the story, Democrats are making it illegal to question election results across the country, but it's only when they win. I wonder what's going to happen. But really, let's give some thought to this. I wonder what's going to happen. When they want to question it, will we be able to put them in jail? Will we be able to indict them? I'm just, you know, curious. I mean, this poor woman, she's had to release, as I said, a video showing what went down. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's about time these people start pushing back this way. I really do. Put it right back in your face. Make them explain. Don't let them gibberish it off. Make them explain how what they're looking at is not real, not true. Anyway. Well, I have to admit we were wrong. No, really. Seriously. You know, the Bidens, I'm finding out now with some of the stuff that I'm reading, that the Bidens did not launder, did not redirect, you know, $5 million in money. I mean, in bribes. Yeah, call it what they are. Bribes, payments, whatever. No. Seriously, you know, and we should correct ourselves. We should make things right when we misinform. Yeah. Because according to the House Oversight Committee, they released the bank records on Hunter Biden's payments from Russia and I guess it's Kazakhstan. It is over $20 million in payments. So it wasn't five, it was 20. This is according to bank records. This isn't made up These aren't the representatives of the back row. What do you think they'll buy? 20? 18 million? What do you think they'll buy? No. 20 million bucks. They can prove it. They can point to it on paper. The report mentions papers from Burisma Holdings, Russian billionaire Yelena Baturina, and a few Kazakh oligarchs. Payments totaled well over 20 million bucks. Right? Look for President Trump to be indicted over it. Well, somebody's got to get indicted. They don't seem to want to indict Biden over anything. I mean, seriously. The Oversight Committee came out in a statement and said, look, we've now identified $20 million in payments from foreign sources to the Bidens and their associates. This was done during Joe Biden's vice presidency. I mean, have you seen this on CNN? MSNBC? Anybody? Show me. MSNBC? ABC, DEFG, I mean, has you seen it anywhere? Even Devin Archer's involved in this to a degree, which is why, you know, his information is a big deal. But we don't let it go. Stay on it. When you have friends, and don't shove it down their throats. When you have a Democrat friend that's talking to you about how crooked Trump is and all this, and say, oh, hey, have you been following any of this Biden money that's flying around? Where it went? Most of them will say no. No, I don't know if I believe it, and no, I haven't heard about it. Give them the information. Spoon feed them their information. Spoon feed them that there's information out there, there's proof that can track these things to show you exactly where the money is going or how it's going and whose account it went into. You know, Dan Pell is going to join us in the next hour, and I was going to kick out of him when we talk about this. Right? What I love about all of this is it's right there in your face. They can't get away from it. Right? And Dan was telling me about, even if it's illegal, the IRS wants their cut of the money, which I think is funny. Because think about something. If you made 20 million bucks selling drugs, and you put that on your tax return, $20 million as a legal pharmacist, they want their tax on that. I think it's hilarious, frankly. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us. Well, they went through Hunter's texts. Now remember, they're claiming that Biden knew nothing, had nothing to do with any of this. But they went through Hunter texts about Biden making him fork over half his salary has resurfaced. Biden saying that his dad is made him fork over half his salary. Now, if he didn't talk about his son's business dealings, how would he know? Was he getting half from Burisma? How can he benefit from that? Shouldn't Joey B have to register as a foreign lobbyist? Right? It's in black and white. It's in text. Not like anybody from the right is lying about it. Now we have to prove it. This comes from Hunter. But yet you know as well as I do that they will deny this, right? I mean, seriously. And we'll just let it go. We won't say anything. All right, let's not play this game anymore. Feinstein's on her last leg. She's on her way out. Right? She fell again. She fell in San Francisco. I mean, the poor woman, her face looks like she's always winking at you now. Right? She's 90 years old. Her daughter has her power of attorney to conduct business for her because why? Because she can't make decisions for herself. It's not a joke. This is real. And she was briefly hospitalized in California when she fell. You know what? She's got so many health issues, I don't know how she's going to last there. I don't wish her ill. It's just the way it is. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Dan Pilla joins me in the next hour. You're listening to the Joe Mattina Show.